I'm Val Morgan, owner of Idle Time Books and Adams Morgan. I had to see the rest of the Americas, you know, when I lived in San Francisco for a while and down to New Orleans, and the plan was to go back to England and then on to New Zealand, but I didn't get any further than DC. I think I came through here first in 77, and then I came back to live in 1980. It was a proper little strip, you know. We had the post office, we had a communist bookstore, we had a couple of second-hand furniture shops, we had a little communal health food store, all on this one strip. So there was pretty much everything you wanted on this strip. There's several different Adams Morgans. The neighbourhood, of course, is home to Pulitzer Prize winners and Nobel Prize winners and a lot of writers. So. And, of course, a lot of White House staffers, but I don't know who they are. And they, of course, that's better for them, because I can remember when Stephanopoulos lived around the corner, he used to come in, and, of course, I used to pretend I didn't know who the heck he was, and he loved that, obviously. He just could come and get his paper without any trouble. And we had Christopher Hitchens up the street. My husband used to buy books off him. He was a really interesting character. I was really proud to have him in the neighbourhood. People are also intelligent and involved and well-read. These people know a lot of stuff, so they can come in and we can share ideas and they can tell me things. DC's a good place for that sort of thing. I mean, I can't imagine if I was in, I don't know, somewhere in the Middle East. I buy cards for the store. There's very, very few that feature DC. You know, they'll have cards for San Francisco, New York, Chicago. So, I don't know, people just don't realise it is a good city. It's got beautiful architecture and it's got a lot of people that live here for a long time. You know, you've got good residential bases. I'm Val Morgan, owner of Idle Time Books and Adams Morgan. I had the business experience, so he was just able to concentrate on the books. He had books stacked all around. I said, why don't you open a store? He said, oh, I'm going to. I said, why don't you open it now? He just thought it'd be lovely to have a bookstore and go out. He used to go around all the thrift stores and all the yard sales and all the library sales, and for him that was fun, you know. So he just thought, oh, we'll open a shop and we'll have all this idle time. And so it seems like a nice name, but of course there is no idle time. But luckily over 30-odd years I've learned a little bit, so I'm frantically trying to keep it stocked, but I'm also emptying out the basement, and that's where a lot of the treasures, like the first editions and the magazines, come from. If you look down at the shop, you'll see there's millions of old magazines and comics, and he had a fabulous photographic collection. He also collected first editions, but as I say, I'm not a collector, so most of the stuff I will part with, because you're going to die. What the hell are you going to do with it all, you know? I have this strange attitude that this is my business, and you come in the door and you live by my rules because you're in my shop. However, young customers have this feeling that they own it and I'm just there to serve them. So, of course, sometimes there's a clash. Sometimes there's a little bit of a clash between the customers and myself. But most of the time it's okay, as long as they behave themselves. Everybody that's lived here as long as me, I've gotten to know them. It's kind of like a small town. I go to the grocery store and say hello to people on the way. And yeah, no, I've watched kids grow up. I've seen them as little toddlers, and I've seen them go off to college and come back and remind me that they used to come in when they were a kid. And Yeah, no, the continuity is a really good thing.